Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The free beer and hot wings show free clip of the day.
We haven't done this in a few weeks. My show member can.
Yeah.
If you have a category that you think would be good for them to wager on themselves for, and then go, you may send it in 1-800-947-3979. Let us begin. Hot wings.
Yes.
For people new listening, this is a game where they get 30 seconds to name however many of things they gamble that they can. It's sort of like the old game show Name That Tune, where you would say, I can get it in 3 seconds. Well, I can get it in two. Challenge. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You can say wrong answers as long as you still get the appropriate number. So if we were saying, name the numbers between 1 and 10, and you had said, I can name 10, but you also said pomegranate and Corvette, but mm-hmm. still said all the other numbers, you'd still win.
Yeah, and Corvette's on your mind today. I know that because it keeps flashing up on the screen.
Oh, man, the new E-Ray.
The new hybrid Corvette.
Debuted yesterday.
Have 1 million horsepower?
Well, it has like 670 or something.
Now, does it still look like a Corvette, or is it like the weird thing Ford did with the Mustang, where like, this is a Mustang?
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's a Corvette. It's a hybrid in that it has an electric drivetrain for the front wheels. So it's all-wheel drive, so it still has the same motor in the back,
mm-hmm.
because now it's rear engine.
But isn't it mid-engine? Is it mid or rear? Doesn't matter.
You know what? I'm not sure if it's fore or aft of the rear axle, to be honest with you, Steven.
No, okay.
Well, oh, boy. Right. I thought we had an expert. Guess not.
Yeah. But, cool. I guess just anybody wants to pick up a flyer and read it, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know.
But anyway, it's the fastest Corvette ever. 0-60 in 2.5 seconds.
Oh, well, just like the Yugo. All right, Hot Wings. How many things that you use to cook that are out of the ordinary can you name in 30 seconds or less?
Out of the ordinary things used to cook.
Like, something where you're like, oh, do we have a lemon zester? That's kind of out of the ordinary. I'm saying things that aren't pot, pan, fork, knife.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
I could name six.
Hot Wings has started the tally at 6, Steve. Are you ready to go higher?
I got 7.
Boom. Kelly.
8.
All right, Hot Wings.
9.
Not a chance.
Kelly, can you go to 10?
I can go to 10.
Hot Wings, can you go to 11?
Probably not.
Kelly, 10 out of the I have the 25 most common out of the ordinary cooking devices.
Is that the definitive list?
It's from Cooking and Knowing magazine. So.
Okay.
Cooking and Knowing.
It is the industry's Bible. All right, here we go. 10 things.
We're
going to need a magazine cover.
Yeah.
From Cooking and Knowing?
Cooking and Knowing.
Knowing is spelled K-N-O-U-G-H-I-N-G, to just reference dough.
Oh,
right.
That's
yeah.
really smart.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
right.
Knowing references
keep the ideas
dough.
Flowing, F-L-O-U-G-H-I-N-G.
Right.
It's something that you did in the old times. It doesn't make sense now. Hot Wings, start the timer. Kelly Cheese, begin!
Pokemon cards. You could use the top of a trash can that's flat. You could use a curling iron. That would be really helpful.
Okay.
You could use a blanket if you wanted to try hard enough.
What?
You could use baby wipes if you needed to.
Couldn't cook with a
toothbrush.
Mm-mm.
An electric toothbrush.
Three.
Sure.
Mixer. Yeah.
Oh,
it's like a mixer.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. You could use makeup brushes.
About four. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
That's great. And then
that's great.
That is great.
It was hard to think of things.
That one was
my
hard.
House. Yeah.
Yeah. We were looking for things like lemon zester, though. So,
uh-oh.
All right. Steve, how many shapes can you name in 30 seconds?
I could probably name at least 4.
Okay. Kelly?
5.
Hot Wings?
I could do 6.
Steve?
7.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Hot Wings.
You said 7?
Mm-hmm.
8.
Steve?
9.
Hot Wings?
10.
Steve.
11.
Ooh, he goes to 11.
I'm going to let Steve do that.
Steve, name 11 shapes on your mark. Get set. Go.
Triangle.
One.
Square.
Two.
Rectangle.
Three.
Pentagon.
Four.
Hexagon.
Five.
Octagon.
Seven. Six.
Circle.
Seven.
How many do I have to do?
11.
11 is the number.
11, you yeah. said. Decagon.
Ooh. Eight.
A parallelogram.
Nine.
What is the one where the angles or the sides are angled in?
Like a dodecahedron?
Dodecahedron.
That would have only been 10.
For a dodecahedron.
A rhombus.
Ooh, a rhombus. Oh, the classic rhombus.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know the word.
Trapezoid.
Just kidding. Yeah. Isn't it like a triangle with a flat top? That's a rhombus.
Pear shape. That would have been it. Would have accepted that.
Pear shape. Mm-hmm.
Kelly, how many movie villains can you name?
Five.
Howings.
Six.
Steve.
Seven.
Kelly.
Eight.
Howings.
I'm gonna bow out.
No way.
Steve.
With all the Marvel movies,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, me too. I'm done.
How many? How many did you say?
Eight. She said eight.
Eight.
She said
nine. Kelly, eight movie villains. Oh, nine movie villains on your mark. Get set. Go.
Thanos.
One.
Predator. Alien.
Two.
Chucky.
Three. Four.
Freddy Krueger.
Five.
Candyman.
Six.
Pennywise.
Seven.
Bad guy.
Pennywise.
Real bad guy. Pennywise, how many did I say?
You got to get three more.
Nah.
Actually, four. You're at seven.
I said eight.
Now it's five.
The bad monsters in Monsters, Inc.
What?
The bad monsters.
Names. We would have accepted.
Oh, man.
Darth Vader.
Hannibal Lecter.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Gekko.
I was on a roll, though, in the beginning.
You were, and your actual number was eight, and you only got seven, so that's so sad.
Yeah, it was only one away. So, yeah,
you were right
it's
there.
Sad,
you were,
but also
you were
so close.
Howings, how many sandwiches without meat in them can you name?
I could do six.
Okay, Steve?
Seven.
Kelly?
I'm out.
Howings?
You said seven? Mm-hmm. I can do eight.
I can do nine.
I can do 10.
I can do 11.
I can do 12.
I'm done.
Howings, 12 sandwiches without meat on your mark. Get set. Begin.
Grilled cheese, tomato
one,
sandwich,
two,
cucumber sandwich,
three,
chocolate sandwich,
four,
cookie sandwich,
five,
cake sandwich,
six,
oh, that's good,
pizza sandwich.
I've had that, seven.
Just a plain broccoli sandwich,
eight,
pumpkin sandwich, lemon sandwich,
nine, ten.
Of course, you've got, did I say tomato sandwich?
Yes.
Yeah. Pickle sandwich.
11.
Potato chip sandwich.
Ooh, those are good. Mix in a little mayo.
Yeah,
Miracle Whip.
A plain mayo sandwich. Dude. I know, it's a boring one. Butter sandwich. Yeah.
Mm.
And then the unsandwich, which is just bread.
Yeah, the unwich, yeah.
That was very good.
Mm.
Thank you.
Now I want a sandwich.
I know. Me too.
Ron. Bring us sandwiches.
No, I'm in the doghouse right now.
All right.
Stop asking.
This is a hard one. Last one. Steve, how many fictional after school specials can you name?
Oh, five.
Big start. Kelly.
Wait, which one is fiction? That means real? Not real.
Wow.
Whoa. I always mix them up.
Let's come back. Let's come back to that after we get to
a
number.
You know, I'm out.
Howings, can you do more than five fictional, not real?
Yes, I could do
after school specials.
Six after
Steve, can you do
specials.
Seven?
You know, I'm going to double down. I'm going to do seven.
Okay. Howings,
I could do eight.
Steve.
What's the number?
Howings said eight, so nine would be the next logical step. So what are you saying, 11?
That's tough. No, I'm going to let Howings go.
Howings, eight fictional after-school special names. On your mark, get set, go.
Doobie Recess.
one.
English for Crackheads.
Two.
Let's see. Also, Mary Jane got STD.
Three.
Mary Jane got knocked up.
Blood Prom.
Four. That's an after school special.
Blood Prom.
Johnny's Cocaine English Class.
Five.
Oh, the Dangers of Donkey Kong.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead. What is that one about?
Everyone died.
Hold on. Let's see.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we're going to give a guy a call.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're going to call a guy get time?
What'd he do?
What happened?
Well, I'm not sure. He has some feedback, and I just need clarification. So,
okay.
In the 907, we're giving you a call right now. I'm sure you're still with your phone. You had that hot critique a second ago.
Dang, he's in Alaska?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Wow.
That can't be right.
I didn't even know they had cell phones there.
He went there for a cell phone deal and, came back.
It happens.
Yeah. I want to go to Alaska so bad.
This person has texted twice, once in March of 2020, to tell us that Scott Tube free toilet paper is no longer made. And then today, what happened to the Free Beer and Hot Wing show? Too many stupid kindergartner games. I miss the real show. So I want to call. I want to know what that means.
Hi, thanks for calling. The person you're trying to reach isn't available right now.
Is Kathy Griffin doing your voicemail? Hey, it's the Free Beer and Hot Wing show. We were trying to figure out what the real show was, because I would like to get back to the real show as well.
Yeah, loser, pick
up. Maybe you can give us a call back on the old blower, if you have time.
I want to be real.
I wish I were better at radio.
I don't know what I did.
Why would you text back? Oh, you text and said pick up.
I did.
I thought they texted us and said pick up. I'm like, well, this person is dumb.
Oh, I think they're calling us at the same time we're calling them.
Hello, Fairbanks, Alaska. Welcome. This is the Real Show Hotline. What is your name?
My name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
Jason, are you really in Fairbanks, Alaska? Or is that just where you got your cell phone? Or is this a burner number?
No. I used to live in North Pole, Alaska.
Cool.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Sometimes you get into Fairbanks, you get yourself a cricket phone.
Yeah.
And back to the real world.
Military took me up there.
Gotcha.
Is that the city that we always hear about where it's everything is in one building?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Fairbanks? No, Fairbanks is bigger than that.
No, I mean, like, we're
North Pole.
Yeah,
town.
Yeah, okay. It's like one giant hangar.
Anyway,
yeah.
Jason, what is the real show? Because I would love to do the real show. I'm tired of being a fraud.
No, I didn't say you guys were a fraud. I missed the real show. You guys were like your opening segment. You're always on each other telling stories. You know,
you mean so you missed the one we did.
You're playing all the time.
You missed the one we did 18 minutes ago.
we've really
fallen off.
Well, I mean, that is people are right. We really lost the fastball during a commercial break. Yeah. That was fast. Holy crap!
It does happen.
Well. That makes me optimistic we can get it back.
Yeah,
I mean, the next segment is the segment that we mailed it in, so that's not going to be it. But at the top of the hour, I'm planning on telling Hot Wings his shirt is stupid.
Oh.
After that, Steve finds out he's gay.
Back to normal.
But not in the way you think.
surprising.
And in 2 hours, we're doing a game called What's Jason's Phone Number? Oh, that's going to be a big hit. It's been a minute. We used to do that on the real show where we'd give away a listener's phone number and then other listeners would call them and say the N-word. That was fun.
That was the real thing.
That is the real show.
Maybe
so,
we
I don't know if you're
Jason,
joking or not.
Let's get started with the first three in a random order. 907. Okay, here we go. Jason, I'm just kidding. We're not going to give all of your phone number. I'm going to give 9 of the digits, and then people can guess on the last one. It's like a 1 in 1,000 chance anyone would get it.
So. Starts with a 1.
Jason, have a great day.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you too, guys.
See you, bud.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.